Are you a Peter Pan? Do you know a Peter Pan? And what does that even mean? And what about putting away childish things? Well, that's the topic today on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. We're continuing our series, Battlegrounds. Today's episode, the Peter Pan Syndrome and putting away childish things. You know, we all love fun. We all love being silly on occasion. I know I do, and usually that's at the expense of my family. But an adult who behaves like a child, well, that's fun for a while, but it can get really old. The person that we identify with the Peter Pan syndrome doesn't want to grow up and mature. They never get past the very self-centered, narcissistic, immature phase of childhood. They make quite an effort to avoid responsibility. They also fear commitment, you know, like it's the plague. And this type of person, sadly, though, is starting to proliferate in today's world. And interestingly, more men than women suffer from it. So what are the signs? How can I identify the Peter Pan? Well, it's never that a person can't grow up. It's that they won't grow up. There's a fear of commitment. It's perfectly possible for them to be in a relationship, but there's going to come a time when they don't want it to go any further than that. Usually very fickle. They get attached to their possessions for a little while, and then when they find something better, they discard it and get hooked on a new one, just like a child. An unwillingness to get working or stay working when they're not motivated. And if you're only willing to work hard when you feel like it, well, you won't feel like it often enough. And working hard must be something you do. It's not a decision to make. It is a foundation. Peter Pan people tend to dabble. Their favorite word is try, or some form of it. That I'll try, I'm trying, or oh, I've tried that. But they never really close the deal. And they will constantly be searching, again, without any kind of resolution. They tend to live on long shot dreams. You know, it's okay to have dreams, but sometimes when you have those dreams but you never achieve the goal, that's probably not a good thing. Peter Pan people tend to be a little more involved with alcohol and drugs. They're more of a blamer. They blame their failure on something that their parents or their spouse or former employer did. And many people who were terribly abused, including, for example, many survivors of the Holocaust or of a Japanese internment camp, they did just fine. You've probably suffered a lot less. And unless you suffer from a severe physiologically caused mental illness, you too can probably triumph over your past. Now, before we go too far, let me be fair here. I think there's a responsibility that we have, though, as parents, that sometimes we're sending our kids the wrong message about adulthood, and here's what we need to change. You know, we celebrate our kids' birthdays with the idea that becoming a year older was something to mark, something to celebrate. And many of us, though, have now sent our message to our children that being an adult is bad, that being an adult is too hard, that they're better off not being an adult. And what we get in return is a lot of kids who, well, don't turn into adults. We all know them, the kids who don't make plans out of high school and then don't follow any particular path. They take a college course and drop out. They don't work. They're sitting around the house a lot. Maybe they go to college, but they don't get a job after college. Maybe they avoid looking for a job altogether. And maybe their four-year degree is stretching into 6 or 7 or 8 years, and they're closing in on 30, maybe unemployed or underemployed, no direction. But what have we taught them? Have we given them the impression that adulthood is not worth looking forward to? I mean, we see it all the time on Facebook, for instance. There are memes from well-meaning friends about wanting to be children again themselves. They seem to forget that when you're a kid, you don't get the adult brain to deal with simple kid stuff. And friends lament that their teens don't know how easy they have it. And that one's really off. A teenager is perhaps the hardest thing one could ever be. And when I see these memes and these lamentations, if you will, I want to say, and I probably should more often, that contrary to what our friends are saying, adulthood is good. It is liberating. You can decide what you want to do and how and when you want to do it. You don't even need to know why you want to do something before you actually do it. You know, those are good things. It's part of growth. And so the thing, though, we also have to do is to teach our kids that it's not bad to be financially independent. It's not bad to live in a tiny apartment, eat spaghetti most nights while you're watching TV because you don't have any money to go out. It's not bad to drive a 10-year-old car and hope that it lasts another few months. It's not bad to have to get up with an alarm or study for a test and a subject you don't know much about, or learn to live with people you might never normally have a reason to be around, or share a bedroom or a bathroom with other people. It's not bad to set goals and then go after them, no matter how hard it may seem to reach them. These are good things. But so, how do we challenge that? What about when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 about putting away childish things? You know, Paul's talking here and it says, "Brothers, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child." And when it's talking about child, the word child here is talking about something or someone who is simple and unsophisticated. It goes on to say, "I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." So, and then it says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face." So Paul is attempting to help the young church in Corinth to grow up and say goodbye to the childish ways that they've stumbled over again and again. And here he tells them directly that it's time to grow up spiritually by confronting them with three childish ways. First is the childish way of being unteachable. It says, "We see in a mirror dimly." Paul tells them that they are childish, and they're childish of Jesus, that being unteachable or believing the foolish notion that we see everything clearly now. That's a symptom of their childish ways. When you're a teenager, for instance, you think that you know everything, when in fact you know very little. You have to grow, you have to mature. It's when each of us believes that we have nothing else to learn that we fall into the trap of childish ways. When we fail to hear wisdom, when we stop being teachable, we freeze our maturity in a moment and get stuck there. So what's another childish way? Well, next, the childish way of being self-centered. The church in Corinth was full, if you will, in spiritual gifts and emotional experience, and that made them even more self-centered than the most selfish child. You know, we've seen this on playgrounds all over. Children are notorious for being so focused on themselves, they have no room to share or play nice or even recognize others around them. All they know is their own desires, their own wants. And when I focus on myself to the exclusion of others, I stay gripped by the childish ways that always reduce others in my life to those who can serve me. And then finally, the childish way of being short-sighted. Being in the moment can be a good thing when it's based on a mature spiritual life. But when the immediate focus is childish, somebody is gripped by a tunnel vision that doesn't allow the person to see trouble coming ahead. That blindness almost always guarantees a life that crashes because of being unprepared for what comes next. And you and I know as adults, we have to be prepared. We have to look forward to see what's coming and prepare the best way we can. The path to spiritual maturity and a consistent, mature life lies in the adult life of responsibility and a focus on doing what I have to do so I can be free to do what I want. It's this mature embracing of the purposeful lifestyle of a practicing, living Christian that will help me grow up and be a mature follower of Christ. So, what's the takeaway? Are you teachable? Are you Christ-centered? Are you focusing on what you can do to mature in the faith? Those are the things that we need to consider and evaluate personally. Are we stuck in childhood, or are we thriving and trying to be more mature in the faith? Well, this week, let's make every effort to grow in wisdom and maturity to be men after God's heart. Well, that's it for this episode, but be sure and join me as we look at pride in the series Battlegrounds. I'm Bob Dyer, and you've been listening to the Repurposed Man podcast.